Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum for Refuah Shleima Chol Yisrael, in particular Chanan Shmuel Lippa Ben Sharna Leia, and all those looking for a shidduch should celebrate their wonderful marriage. We're learning Ava Rabba, second paragraph of Birchas Kriya Shema. We're up to the sentence V'ha'er Einenu B'surasecha. We asked God, we spoke based on the Mesilas Asharim, the Gemara Megillah, Ora Zu Torah. Torah, the root of the word Torah is or light. Torah doesn't eliminate the challenges or problems of this world, but Torah turns the light on. It illuminates the world so that we can navigate, so we can work our way around, and we understand how to live in this world. We ask that our heart cling to your mitzvos, and to unite our hearts. So we mentioned the Hafla, and as Panim Yafa says, this pasuk precedes Shema. It is a tefillah, it's a prayer that we are successful in saying Shema. We should understand what it means. We should fulfill the mitzvah of Shema. And the Yachid Levavenu, we should say Shema with Ava and with Yira. It's a tefillah for our zakenim, for our elders, for our leaders, that they in fact are able to inspire and able to uplift and to elevate all of us. But the altar of Kelm wonders, why is the culmination of not only this sentence, the one that preceded it? We asked Hashem to help us, to give us the strength. Lahavin, Lahaskil, Lilmud, Lalamid, Lishmor, Lasos, Lakayim, a long litany, a long list, all referring to different ways to understand Torah, to absorb Torah, for Torah to penetrate, and for Torah to influence and impact our lives. And how does it culminate? In Li'ava Uliyira Es Shemecha. And says the author of Kelm, you know what you see from here? An incredibly powerful insight. You can succeed in Lahavin, Lahaskil, Lilmud, Lamed, Lishmor, Lasos, Lakayim, and still be lacking in Ava Yira Eshemecha. You can know Kol HaTorah Kula. You can have a brilliant mind. You could be a genius. You could have an encyclopedic knowledge of Torah, its width and its breadth, and yet it doesn't generate or transform. It doesn't become love or awe of Hashem. And we have to be weary. We have to be very careful. We have to know that there's the learning of Torah, but then there's the living of Torah. There's the notion that Torah is not simply a discipline or academic or scholarship, but Torah is meant to transform who we are, our personalities, to be B'nai Torah, to live Torah lives, and ultimately to draw close to Hashem with a sense of love and a sense of awe. And the very fact that in this tefillah, in this prayer, we list them separately is itself evidence of the fact that one does not necessarily automatically lead to the other, but we have to be aware, we have to be conscious that even while we're learning, it's meant to bring us close to Ava and Yira Shemecha, to bring us close to Hashem. Velyo Lopian, the Lev Elyo wonders. We know the Pasuk says, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. So Yira comes first. Why in this sentence we ask, V'yachid Levavenu, to unite our hearts, Li'ava Uli Yira, to love and to have awe. I thought Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The beginning of wisdom is awe of God. So which comes first, Ava or Yira? In what order do we work on it? So the Lev Elyo answers. He says it depends what kind of Yira. We have a Yira Saonesh and a Yira Saromimus. Yira Saonesh means I'm afraid of the consequence. I'm afraid of the punishment. I live in fear. Yira Saromimus is not fear. It's not being afraid. Yiras Haromimus means a sense of awe. You're taken by the awesomeness of Hashem. So Yiras Haonesh comes before Ava. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem, the year of an Onesh, the fear of punishment, of consequence, of accountability, that precedes love. But Yiras Haromimus, that comes after love. First you have a sense of fear. We understand that we're categorically different than Him. God is the omnipotent, infinite, all-powerful one. We answer to Him. He doesn't answer to us. We serve Him. He doesn't serve us. We are accountable to Him. There are consequences in His expectations of us. That's Yiras Haonesh, and that's the Reishis Chochma. Don't be so smart that you think that God doesn't have expectations and that there aren't consequences. That's a sense of fear. But that should turn into Ava, love, a desire to grow close and intimacy with Hashem. And that, one can't draw too close, you recoil with a sense of Yiras Haromimus. I'm not too casual because there's love or affection. Then I recoil with a sense of yiras haromimus, with a sense that there's an awe of Hashem. And that's why here it's ava before yira, because the yira we're talking about is not yiras haonesh, but we're referring to a yiras haromimus specifically. Why does it say v'yachid livavenu? How many hearts do we have? It should say v'yachid libenu. Let our heart be focused. So the Siach Yitzchak writes that we're asking Hashem to make us single-hearted, undivided in our love and in our reverence for His name. In other words, let me not be distracted. Let me not be divided, fragmented. Let me not have so much noise in the background, but let me be singularly focused, undivided attention. That's the tefillah v'yachid livavenu. Let me be focused, single-hearted. I don't want my heart going in different directions, competing for its attention, for its drive, for its wants, for its desires. Let me be single-hearted. But the Divrei Shol, Rav Yosef Shol Natanson says, we know the Medrash tells us that Hinei Tov is a reference to the Yetzer HaTov. When God created in creation, when He observes and He says, Hinei Tov, it was good, that's the Yetzer HaTov, the good inclination. Hinei Tov Ma'od, very good, that's the Yetzer Hara. We have two hearts, and we're asking Hashem to unite the two hearts that we have. Not anatomically having two hearts, maybe four chambers, but we have one heart, but it means spiritually. We have a Yetzer HaTov and a Yetzer HaRa, a positive inclination and a negative one, and we ask that they be united, that we learn how to channel even the Yetzer HaRa towards accomplishing the good. We'll pick up with it next time.